Time to talk about the box tree moth. Craig, I Googled it. I got it on the images. I'm looking at this thing, and someone's going to explain the problem about it. Sometimes you see things, and you're wondering, is this a good pest? Is it, you know, a good insect? What's the story behind it? But the U.S. is facing a new threat from this invasive plant pest. And here to talk about that is Samantha Simon, Executive Director for Emergency and Domestic Programs within the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Samantha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show today to talk about the invasive box tree moth and what you can do to help us eradicate it.
I guess, well, let's start. When did we first notice this in the U.S. and realize this is going to be a problem for us?
Earlier this year, we received notification from our Canadian partners that we may have received some infested plants from a nursery in Ontario. And so we traced those plants to several states, and we've been able to find 4,000 of those plants and destroy them. We did detect box tree moth on some of those shipments, and so we've started this emergency response so that we can track any plants that may have been purchased and planted to try to find those and make sure that we don't have any box tree moth out in the environment.
As an individual, what can I do? How do I go about helping this?
We are asking people who bought a boxwood plant this spring to go out and look at those plants. Please check them for any signs of box tree moth. If you find signs of an infestation, we're asking that you report it to your local USDA office or the State Department of Agriculture. And also, if agricultural officials ask to place a box tree moth trap on your property and do survey, please allow them to do that. You can get information at hungrypest.com. It has, when you go to hungrypest.com, you scroll down, there's a banner about box tree moth. You click on that banner, and you'll have all these pictures of all the life stages, as well as who to contact.
Samantha, I'll see a moth every now and then, and to me, a moth is a moth, but I guess not here. Is there something significantly visually different about this moth than others?
Yes. So this moth, it does attack boxwoods. You're likely going to see the earlier life stages because the adult moth is nocturnal, and of course it'll fly off. So look at your boxwood plants and look for young caterpillars and webbing in and around those twigs and leaves. The caterpillars, they're yellow and green. They have a yellow, white, and black stripes as well as black spots. You can look for signs on your boxwood plants of damage. If they've been eating your plants, you'll see missing leaves, chewed up leaves. The leaves may also start to turn yellow or brown. And then as the caterpillars feed, they start to spin this white webbing. And this webbing, it forms a protective cover for them. You'll start to see it'll get dirty with this black and green excrement. We call it frass. And so look for these caterpillars, look for that webbing. If you find it, if you think you may have it, please report it to USDA or your State Department of Agriculture.
You spend a lot of time trying to prevent these invasive pests coming in, right? I mean, they, as you mentioned, they kind of are freeloaders. They hang either on, we talked in previous times, like about some firewood or some wood. This time they're coming in on plants like that. How are you kind of keeping up on what's out there and what we're trying to avoid coming into this country?
It is a challenge. There's lots of things. We are paying attention at our borders. We start abroad. We try to fight to keep those pests from even reaching our shores through many programs at the borders. We're doing inspections. We're working with our U.S. Department of Homeland Security, trying to make sure that we check commodities that might be potential pathways. And then domestically, you know, we do surveys across the country, which is what we're doing here with box tree moth, and we work a lot with the public to make sure the public knows what we're looking for, and we ask for their help, because if we have everyone looking for these invasive pests, including the box tree moth, that's going to help us find them and detect them sooner and helps us try to eradicate them as quickly as possible.
What is Canada doing about this, or what do they, I mean, is where they normally are from, do they have sort of like a predator, or they only have a certain, you know, are they a problem in Canada, I guess, is the question I'm wondering.
So the insect, box tree moth, it is native to East Asia. It has become a serious pest in Europe where it continues to spread. It did make its way over to Canada through nursery products, through boxwoods. And Canada is looking to survey their trapping. They're making sure that we know what they're finding. So we're working closely with our Canadian partners, trying to make sure that we can find and detect it before it becomes a problem here in the U.S.
I mean, we love our boxwoods. This is one of the great landscaping shrubs that we have, or the trees as well. And obviously, if something like this comes in, all of a sudden your neighborhood could be without them because of the way that these pests come in. Again, if people are looking to do it, what's the best? We can go to that site you mentioned as well, and then sort of just do we spray them, step on them, kill them, squash them with a hose? What do we do to kind of keep them off of our plants?
So the best thing right now is if you recently bought boxwoods, this spring in particular, maybe even last fall, please go and check those boxwood plants. Look for any signs of the moth. You can go to hungrypests.com, scroll down, click on the banner for box tree moth. That'll show you what pictures of what you're looking for. If you find signs, please report those to the local USDA office or the State Department of Agriculture. You can take a picture. You can keep the caterpillars when somebody comes out to check on it. We ask that you contact us. We will send somebody out, and we will help look at it and then figure out if they're there, what's the best way to deal with them.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time getting the word out of this. Always some insect that's out there trying to do a harm to some of the great plants that we have, and we want to keep it safe. So it's a good thing to take a look at. Appreciate your time, Samantha. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you having me on today. And again, please visit hungrypests.com to find out how to recognize and report box tree moth.